Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, 5th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 8. It's not so beautiful like Marco's writing, it's just prose, it's not poem. So I will just read it. Atmana eva nusavanam anjasa vyatirektekna Babyu yamana shedja purusharta svarupasya kintu natta shisha ashasananam etat abhisamradana matram bhavitam arhati. You can read word by word. Atmanah, self-sufficiently. Eva, certainly. Anusavanam, at every moment. Anjasa, directly. Avyati rekena, without stopping. Bobuyamana, increasing. Ashisha, unlimitedly. Purusha Artha, the goals of life. Svarupasya, your actual identity. Kintu, but. Nata, O Lord. Ashishaha, benedictions for material enjoyment. Ashasananam, of us who are always desiring. Etat, this. Abhisamaradana, for getting your mercy. Matram, only. Abhavitum arhasi, arhati, arhati, can be. Translation, all of life's goal and opulences are directly, self-sufficiently, unceasingly and unlimitedly increasing in you at every moment. Indeed, you are unlimited enjoyment and blissful existence itself. As far as we are concerned, O Lord, we are always after material enjoyment. You do not need all those sacrificial arrangements, but they are meant for us, so that we may be benedicted by your lordship. All those sacrifices are performed for our fruitive results, and they are not actually needed by you. Purport of Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Being self-sufficient, the Supreme Lord does not need huge sacrifices. Fruitive activity for a more opulent life is for those who desire such material opulence for their interest. Yagyartat karmano niyatra lako yam karma bandhanah. If we do not act to satisfy the Supreme Lord, we engage in Maya's activities. We may construct a gorgeous temple and spend thousands of dollars, but such a temple is not required by the Lord. The Lord has many millions of temples for His residence, and He does not need our attempt. He doesn't not require opulent activity at all. Such engagement is meant for our benefit. If we engage our money in constructing a gorgeous temple, we are freed from the reactions of our endeavors. This is for our benefit. In addition, if we attempt to do something nice for the Supreme Lord, He is pleased with us and gives us His benediction. In conclusion, the gorgeous arrangements are not for the Lord's sake, but for our own. If we somehow or other receive blessings and benedictions from the Lord, our consciousness can be purified and we can become eligible to return home back to Godhead. All of life's goals and opulences are directly, self-sufficiently, increasingly and unlimitedly increasing in you at every moment. Indeed, you are in unlimited enjoyment and blissful existence itself. As far as we are concerned, O Lord, we are always after material enjoyment. You do not need all those sacrificial arrangements, but they are meant for us so that we may be benedicted by your Lordship. All those sacrifices are performed for our fruitive results, and they are not actually needed by you. Shri Chaitanya Ustam Saptam Nukala Svayam Pankaram Hindubhati Svapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatar Bhyascha Kripa Simi Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Okay. So it's really interesting what the what is here like mentioned in verse and also by Prabhupada in purport. It's like Prabhupada is mentioned about building temple and we're using our money for this. So it's not for us, it's for Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And by our deeds, by doing this, we purify ourselves and we can get some benediction, some blessings from Krishna. So, but I will like stress on actually last sentence in this purport of Prabhupada. If we somehow or other receive blessings and benediction from the Lord, our consciousness can be purified and we can become eligible to return home back to Godhead. Simple, but not easy. Like we're saying, and actually I was trying get the point, and the point is actually not so easy for understanding, especially by material senses and material mind. Is actually, this is really, really, yeah, it's actually the, our process is really, how to say, scientific, or it's, and we, it's actually explain everything. I will try read. Sorry, my reading is not so well, but I was trying a few times, so maybe I can do somehow. But yeah, it's our acharyas explaining actually step by step our process. What is amazing. Nobody actually, if somebody is professor, don't want so much sharing with success, his way, how he did. But our Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he just showing to us the steps in our Bhakti Yoga. So he's actually saying like, yeah, is nine stages of which devotee passing through. Adu shrada tatak sadu sangota bhajana kriya tato narta nivri nivritih syat tato nishtaruchi tatah ata sakti stato bhavas tatak pramabhyu dan chati sadakanam ayam premah pradur bhave bhavet kramah. So this is, somebody is remember how this going, like from what is the most important and actually be on beginning and so shala, yeah, next step, yes it's sadhusanga next, perfect, and yes, oh. Then yes, and yes, it's roots. And then yes, and two more stay. Yeah, prema, Shishirada Gopinath ki jai. So this, and Shraddha means faith. Sadhusanga, association with devotee. Bhajana Kriya, trying to seriously take up the process of devotional service. Then Anartha Nivritti, become free of all unwanted things. Then Nishta, steadiness in Krishna consciousness. Ruchi, a deep taste for Krishna consciousness. Asakti, attachment for Krishna. Bhava, ecstasy, the first rise of the sun of the love for Krishna. Then prema, pure love for Krishna. And actually Prabhupada is explaining how this work a little bit more. Like we can say about this verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Prabhupada is translating the verse. In the beginning, one must have a preliminary desire for self-realization. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master. And under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. By education of devotional service, under the guidance of the spiritual master, one become free from all material attachment, attains steadiness in self-realization, and acquires a taste for hearing about the absolute personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. This taste leads one further forward to attachment for Krishna consciousness, which is matured in bhava, or the preliminary stage of transcendental love of God. Real love for God is called prema, the highest perfection stage of life. And then, is continuation. They attain Vraja Bhakti, pure devotional service in Shri Vrindavan Dham is not cheap things. In some other place, Prabhupada wrote about this. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarized this growth of the love of Godhead as a gradual process. A person becomes interested in the devotional service by some good fortune. Eventually, he becomes interested in pure devotional service without material contamination. At the point, a person wants to associate with devotees. As a result of association, he became more and more interested in discharging devotional service and hearing and chanting. The more one is interested in hearing and chanting, the more he is purified of material contamination. Liberation from material contamination is called anartha nivritti, indicating a diminishing of all unwanted things. This is the test of development in devotional service. If one actually develops the devotional attitude, he must be free from all material contaminations of illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Those are the preliminary symptoms. When one is free from all material contamination, his firm faith awakes in devotional service. When firm faith develops, a taste arises, and by that taste, one becomes attached to devotional service. When this attachment intensifies, the seed of love of Krishna fructifies. This position is called priti or rati attention, or bhava emotion. When rati intensified, it is called love of Godhead. This love of Godhead is actually life's highest perfection and the reservoir of all pleasure. And again, Prabhupada, when he was giving lecture from Bhagavad Gita in 1971, he explained, in this way, when anartha nivritti is finished, perfect, then he becomes firmly stuck up in Krishna consciousness. Tato nishta, tato ruchi. Then taste. The taste is so nice that one cannot give up Krishna consciousness. One cannot give up chanting of Hare Krishna. It increases the transcendental taste. And after taste, there is asakti. Krishna is speaking from the stage here. My asaktamanaha, asakti attachment. When there is attachment of Krishna, that is the almost final stage of your perfectional life. Yes. It's nice said by Prabhupada, but we have some obstacles and difficulties on our path. And we can ask why. is actually few steps for this, few reasons. And actually this is like four types of anarthas. And then is really interesting, because all these things actually is in Madhurya Kadambini, and really nice put in order, and for me I could kind of better understand all the process. And so first anarthas arising from previous sin, then anarthas arising from previous pious activities. It's quite interesting, yeah? Anyway, later, of course, in the text will be some explaining. Anarthas arising from imperfectly performed bhakti. Then anarthas arising from offenses in devotional service. So then we can just by reading this we can find out what's going on. So then anarthas arising from previous sin are the five types of kleshas or material sufferings. First is avidya, ignorance, means mistaken the impermanent to be permanent. Next is asmita, false ego, means bodily identification and the tendency of only accept sense perception. Next is raga, attachment, means the desire for material happiness and the mean to achieve it. Dvesha, hearted, of unhappiness and the causes of it. I hope you understand my English. You can just make some correction in your head and by how to say, yeah, by sentence. And I'm sorry. Abhinivesha, acquired nature, means the absorption in bodily existence, including fear of death. So, then next we have explanation of anarthas arising from previous pious activities. And this is attachment for sattva guna, sense enjoyment, and mukti. And then anarthas, which arising from improper performance of devotional service, a little more subtle. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that just as along with the main plan. Yeah. Many weeds grow. Similarly, by the cultivation of bhakti, there appears aquaristom of material wealth and other facilities, worship and respect by others, a comfortable position, fame, etc. By their very nature, they have the power to influence the heart of devotee, grow in size and cover up the main plan intended for cultivation bhakti. And yeah, we can actually, yeah, it's said, please note that one should not carefully that those do not include seva apparatus. So it's different. And then we have the other thing, like, yeah, fourth one. Anarthas arising from offenses in devotional service are the 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy names. Again, we can just remind what is first offense. Yes. Yeah. Second one. Madhu Gopal is wise and this is considered demigods and on the equal platform like Vishnu. The third one about yes. The fourth yes and fifth. But yes. And then sixth. Give some Monday interpretation for the holy name. Seventh, this is kind of yeah. And eighth, something connected with karma. Yeah. It's putting together, chanting and and karma kanda. It's like consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be like karma kanda. And ninth, and tenth. Yeah, thank you. And you said the 11th also? No. Yeah. Actually, it's considered like 11. So the... And this is kind of nice notes here. Then it's different between aparadas, like seva aparadas and making is different between seva aparadas and nama aparadas. So seva aparadas do not fit in the in about inattentive chanting. Generally, some seva padas do not fit into the category because they are not normally overcome in the course of the performance of one devotional service due to the potency of the devotional activities or through some activities specially performed for their nullification. Actually, generally, is the point like seva aparadas, by doing seva service, they just became nullified. And then if we're doing aparadas during, it's like it's worse making offenses, much worse because they more deep. And then for me is like what I'm personally doing, and actually I want ask devotee for forgiveness for whatever some offenses I did, even in my mind, whatever. But is what I find out myself, like somebody making seva aparadas or making not perfectly devotional service, and I pointing this person, and I'm making like aparadas for holy name. Do you understand this? It's like I'm really, really harshly pointing, you did this or that. Even I'm going and saying to others, this person is like, somebody remember, can throw some seva aparadas, like for example keeping feet to deity side, and we me strongly coming and almost beating the devotee. Why are you doing this? And then I'm making Vaishnava parat. I mean this. And then this becoming against holy name, generally. Paradas for this rising bigger and bigger. Whatever. And the point is, like, removal of aparadas. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there are five grades of eradication of anarthas. Limited just to one aparada, pervasive, affecting many aparadas, general, complete, and absolute. And then, in the case of anarthas arising from nama parada, the rate of nullification is as follows. One, the level of bhajana kriya. One, on the level of bhajana kriya, the eradication is limited. On nishta, the eradication is pervasive. Is this word? Yeah. One, on the level of bhava, the eradication is general. At prema, the eradication is complete. And with the attainment of the Lord's lotus feet, the eradication is absolute. So, generally, like we're losing our aparadas on prema. Prema state. Somehow, actually, we stop making offenses on bhava. Aparadas. We stop making, but still something is staying. So it's like with karma. We on bhava we stop making aparadas. On prema, we don't have effects of the offending holy name. And then it's much more easy with aparadas arising from previous sin or piety. And on the level of bhajana kriya is general, on nishta is complete, and asakti is absolute. So this going much more fast and it's much more easy. Then we have the other one is anarthas arising from improperly performed devotional service are eradicated as follows. With the performance of bhajana kriya, eradication is limited. With the appearance of nishta, it is complete. And with the appearance of ruchi, it is absolute. So, we can say, okay, it's no problem. It's actually different. It's like, we should have hope with this process because our anarthas became nullified by our like seva paradas by doing seva, and the same with making an improperly devotional service. The most difficult for get out is the nama paradas, and it's like the point what I was trying to explain. Like if somebody making seva paradas or making imperfectly devotional service by correcting this person or really even kind of shouting on this person, what generally Surya Kunda does can do sometimes, is I getting nama aparada. So it's the same like if we're doing some service unknowingly, so this is seva aparada. But if we consciously just when coming to the temple room, oh, I'm busy, I cannot my obeisances to Krishna. So this became nama aparada. Making activities, not proper activities, and hoping holy name will just wash away the not proper things from us. This I mean. And then this my lesson of reading. And actually we can say the most difficult and the most, how to say, powerful in bad meaning is exactly the first offense against devotee, against sadhu ninda. Means, yeah, we blaspheme devotee. And then this is on stage of nama aparada. It's like we're chanting holy name, and when we performing this aparadas, is all this is on state of namabas, like chanting holy name. But anyway, still chanting in state of namabas, we're getting some good result of chanting in nama parat platform. So, but then Shishirada Gopinath ki jai. Yeah. Still we by chanting we're purifying ourselves, but should be something inside, some meditation. And then, like Gaur Govinda Maharaj is mentioned, how to destroy nama aparada. And there are means for destroying nama aparada, avishirata namalaya, by constantly chanting. So this is the point. And is other one, anutapa kare. So this is two ways actually for destroying nama aparadas. One, constantly chanting, and second one is by lamenting, but kind of special lamenting. What? And Maharaj is just saying about that. Of course, is according, like he's quoting shastras. Oh, I have committed this aparada, so I will not commit it a second time. The person laments become repeated, repentant? Yeah. And constantly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The holy name will shower mercy on him, and then he will be free from the effects or reactions of nama aparada. Otherwise, nama aparada will not disappear. Therefore, as long as you have not taken to this process of giving up nama aparada, you cannot expect the result of chanting the holy name. So, somebody remember this two point? When is two? Yeah, one is what? Constantly chanting, and other one. Lamenting, yeah. So, I really, how to say, recommend the book. It's amazing. And then we can go to other book. This one, Mahanidhi Swami, Art of Chanting. Vishveshwar Prabhu is really attached to this book and bringing to the temple. And this book is really, really powerful because Maharaj is is yeah. For example, we can really go a little bit more about good results of Nama Parad. The accumulation of sin from Nama Parada is even more dreadful than the result of committing the five Nama Mahapapa millions of times. Thus one can easily exterminate the dire, D-I-R-E, dire, result of Nama Parada. Nevertheless, there are some good results. The Holy Name will give whatever result the Nama Aparadi desires while he is chanting the names. But it will not award Krishna Prema. Be careful. Because we can get what we wish by chanting Holy Name. But and yeah, actually I know few stories from Radha Desh, like one Mataji was coming to Diti greeting. I forgot her name anyway. This Prabhu was Pujari, head Pujari at that time, way from Poland. And then she was just looking on the deities and looking, oh, nice new outfit. This was some festival. Wow, new outfit. Then she just went. This was nice. She was sharing this experience, this what's happened. And she said, yeah, did he have new outfit? But we have old car and it's just broken ink all the time. And then she, oh, maybe will be nice get also a new car. And then, oh, I'm stupid. What I'm thinking about? And then Prabhu got some donation, and this was enough for new car. So, yeah, Diti not different from Holy Name. And then this is really for me example. And Radha Desh is really, really like that. I had few, like even Parikrama around Govardhan. It's like that. Govardhan just hiding behind shoulder and looking in our mind what we desire. And he's like, okay, he is. It's for you. You desire this. So he's checking. This Parikram is with pure attention. It's pure or not, whatever. Then at the same time, the offender has not suffered the result of his offenses against the Holy Name. One who commits offenses to the Holy Name and one who takes the name with a wicked mentality will get the following results. In the beginning, the Namaparadi chants the name with a wicked mentality, but after some time, he occasionally chants the name free from wickedness. Yeah. The chanting without a crooked mentality causes him to accumulate sukriti slowly, and that sukriti increase in influence enables him to get an association of saintly people who are chanting Shudanam. The influence of saints induce the Nama Aparadi to chant the holy names constantly, which eventually frees him from Nama Aparadas. And this is quote from Jiva Dharma, chapter 25. But I won't really, yeah. Actually, this what I'm doing is Mahanidhi Swami is quoting here Gaur Govinda Maharaj about, yeah, just okay. Bhakti Devi completely disappears by committing Vaishnava Aparada. Vaishnava Aparada means to blaspheme, find fault, criticize or speak ill of devotees. Generally, this is done out of fear and enviousness. And Vaishnava Aparada takes place when there are fear and enviousness. When Vaishnava Aparada is committed, the offender will become very angry with the Vaishnava. I know that by myself. He is afraid of the Vaishnava because he is very powerful Vaishnava. Therefore, he thinks he is making rapid advancement and I'm not making such advancement. He becomes afraid and envious of this Vaishnava. It's just really put it nicely what's going on in mind. Like for me, I just reading this what I'm reading in mind generally. So this for me. Fear comes and therefore he criticizes, find fault and speaks ill of that Vaishnava. He commits Vaishnava Aparada and becomes angry with that Vaishnava. It is only because of enviousness of that Vaishnava that this hearted and criticism arise. And therefore he speaks ill of the Vaishnava and concocts stories. The sieve is full of 1,000 holes and he criticizing the needle. Hey, needle, there is a hole on your back. Yeah, this is this enemy. Are you perfect yourself? If you have some defects yourself, then why do you find fault with others? Sages say, don't see bad in others, but see the bad in yourself. If you have that nature or tendency to see bad, then see that bad in yourself, but see the good in others. It's difficult for me. Very difficult. If you find something good in some person, then just accept that. Think, yes, that is good in him. Let me accept that. Close your eyes on the bad things and open your eyes to the good things. Paramahamsas never see anything bad. In their vision, everything is related to Krishna. Speaking ill of others, it is great aparada for the sadaka who has come on the path of bhajana. This is also quite nice. And then the fault lies between. It's anyway, I can go down a little. Some people think if devotee commit forbidden acts, it is not offensive to criticize them, since it is simply stating the fact. In his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami says, Nindanam dosha kirtanam, whatever it is true or not, narrating the faults of a sadhu continues blasphemy. The Srimad Bhagavatam warns that hearing blasphemy of the devotee will send on one to the hell. Anyone who fails to immediately leaves the place where he hears criticism of the Supreme Lord, of his faithful devotee, will lose his piety and fall down to the hell. This is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10 canto 74 chapter 40 verse. Actually, okay. Okay, so we can go on some positive stuff, some hope for us, and some directions. So then, symptoms, Maharaj. Mahanidhi is kind of merciful to us, and he giving some good advices how to defeat the aparadas. And then one who cultivates the four qualities: humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect for others, will be protected from committing the 10 offenses. The third verse of Sri Chaitanya Shikshastaka, which should put on neck. Like a garland, describe these traits. So actually, this is about this verse. Then somebody know by heart? Yeah. Jai ho. Then it's also some symptoms of offendless chanter. One who chants without offense will exhibit the four qualities mentioned in this verse, Shikshastaka. Natural humility, born of complete detachment from material sense gratification. Pure compassion, unencumbered by envy, and not mixed with envy or something like that. A pure heart free from mundane false ego, and a respectful attitude towards everyone according to their position. Yeah. And it's one more thing I would like to share. It's other book of Gaur Govinda Swami, Trinata Pisunchana. Don't touch any bad stuff already, because my mind is boiling. So then, few things, like Maharaj is writing, keep your enthusiasm. Another one is tolerate and cooperate. This is something what we have to do really, really, really with big strength. Because without this we cannot. And actually, still, this is something for just mind will be will be a little bit more cooled down, because actually we need to understand some few things. Like, really you have to have enthusiasm, but enthusiasm coming from toleration something. Coming intelligence, and we can tolerate. Then and yeah, we can quoting Maharaj. Do not give up your enthusiasm, do not give up your devotion. Stick on it, stick to in it in spite of all suffering, all rebukes, all blasphemies, all insults, and all unfavorable situation. Do not be defeated by stick to it. Have patience. This is a test. Krishna is placing a test before you. You have to pass it, and you have to tolerate it. This is a instruction from Sadhu Guru. Whatever, Maharaj is writing here, like, it's many things happening, not like we desire, like we wish. Pushpa is not going well, and this and that, so it's like, and then, if we're getting some difficulty in the spiritual life, it's good, but we have to tolerate it. And then, by forcing ourselves for not giving up our devotional service, keeping enthusiasm, we can defeat our mind. And then, is Maharaj is quoting this, tolerate and cooperate. He said, Prabhupada was saying, the last instruction of Prabhupada was just tolerate and cooperate. Then, is some nice chapter in this book. It's like he called this a society without envy. So we have to be this society. Prabhupada give to us really nice things, nice scriptures, wonderful process, and we have to do that. And actually he quoting one verse which is helping to us how to be without envy to everybody, especially like devotees. And it's some secret, very very simple. Every man should act like this. When he meets person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate toward him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries on this material world. It's really, really, really powerful. Then this is like first rules, the most important about how to live in society. This is the society of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada formed this society of Krishna consciousness because one will come and join and be a member of this society of Krishna consciousness. The opportunity is given here to develop complete Krishna consciousness and see Krishna everywhere. This is the goal. There are Prabhupada's words. Prabhupada was written in his book. The Krishna consciousness movement aims at creating an atmosphere of non-envy. Of course, it is not possible for everyone to become Krishna conscious. But the Krishna consciousness movement can create an exemplary society wherein there is no envy. Easy. No, simple. But not easy. Thank you so much. We have to go for breakfast. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Shri Gauranitai ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.